In high school, I really sucked at just being a person. I never knew what to say. I never knew how to sort of fit in. But I had a few friends. I played soccer. I was pretty good at it. I was good at art. I was able to sort of blend in doing that sort of stuff. I found all the stuff that they'd talk about, because it was an all boys school, it was just boring. It all bored me. And then when I found myself in jobs, I found people talking about the same sort of stuff. And I don't mean to be mean, but I honestly found it like, oh my God, I felt so alone until I read Michael Lunig's stuff. He was an Australian cartoonist, and his cartoon would appear once a week in The Age. And I was like, oh, this guy is saying stuff that actually makes sense. Everyone else, in jobs and school and Christmas, family Christmas, none of it made sense. And that was a relief. And it wasn't again until my early to mid 30s I started reading, I don't know how, but I started reading mid last century US American writers like Henry Miller and Charles Bukowski and a bunch of other people. And these guys made sense. It's like, oh, maybe I was just born in the wrong country. Australia's like feels like a so conservative. Yet we're supposedly the most laid back, easygoing, she'll be right, mate, kind of country. But it just wasn't true. Like Barry Humphries, Australian comedian, who's regarded as the greatest Australian comedian, I don't know, but he said something like, on Australia. Because he sort of left Australia. He sort of made it big in England and the UK. He said something like, Australians are very conventional and they love following rules. And it's so true. To the point of almost like it drives you a bit nuts. I really struggled with it. I felt like there are only so many things you could say or talk about, and I just felt like I was so alone in this world. And reading these artists or writers from the US writers from last century, it was like opening a window and letting a breeze into a stuffy room. And it made me think maybe I was just born in the wrong country. Australians really are. They'll give you side eye if you say the wrong thing, don't have the correct opinion. Not all of them, but especially in the inner city and all that sort of stuff, where I feel like that's where universities set up. I call them fake reality manufacturing plants. Yeah, recently I've actually decided just to call all of reality, since reality is split into so many versions of reality now. Since the internet has created all these separate subgroups and stuff, I'll just call everything beyond my front door reality land. Like, I always wondered why about someone like Barry Humphries would shit on Australia, and he'd say, oh, Australia's beautiful, just don't judge it by the Australians. Or he said something like that. And I always wondered why Australian artists would leave Australia. I thought they were really pretentious. I thought, what idiots to leave Australia. I thought, and it's only my late 40s, now I'm 50. I go, oh, I get it. I get it. Australia's so small and backwards. And yet it sort of loves to pat itself on the back for being progressive, but it's actually the exact opposite. It loves nothing more than stifling an interesting idea. If something's interesting, it should be shunned. It needs to be shut down. It should be it's really herd kind of mentality. I feel like it's that sort of Australian mentality. It's also in Canada and New Zealand. It's spread across the world. It's like we were doing it for so long that eventually it's just now everywhere. And so it's not easy to, I guess, be and have interesting thoughts these days, unless they make you laugh. unless they're awarded by the correct committee. It's a strange one. But anyway, back to what I was saying about, yeah, I always felt like I had these strange thoughts, and it seemed like they were only interesting to me, and that's fine. Maybe a lot of my thoughts were kind of stupid or just not well thought out, and I was a bit young. But I'm so glad that I stuck with them until now. Like, I played soccer with a group of old school friends who I hadn't seen in years, decades. And immediately, this is about a year ago, immediately I flicked back into when I was 16. And all of a sudden I felt, oh no, this is what it feels like to be the odd one out again after years of riding my strangeness. What I did, yeah, it was a weird feeling, because I haven't been in jobs. I haven't for about 5 years since doing riding full time. So I've had the luxury of going deeply into whatever strange thoughts I've had and completely indulging them, and that's been. I forget how lucky I am for that. But yeah, that's what I love about riding. Because I had a conversation with a friend tonight, and she was talking about in her suburb how it's a very close-knit community, and she feels like the odd one out. And I haven't felt like that, you know, in for about 5 years since my last kind of job that I had to do after working jobs for 30 years. And it reminded me, I'm so lucky that my job is actually to explore my weirdness, and any old stupid idea is now potentially a page in a book, where any old stupid idea years ago was completely worthless to the world. Now it's not. That spins me out. I had all these thoughts from a long time ago that have made it into my work. At the time, they were absolutely worthless to the world, but now they're worth something. And that's that. I kind of feel like that's the small miracle of social media and all this sort of stuff. And maybe sometimes I feel like I'm hiding my weirdness behind the ruse of being a writer or an artist or whatever. And maybe that's part of, there's some truth in that. But also, I just love that if I explore my weirdness enough, people see it reflected in them, and I can show the world its weirdness by being able to just go straight into the center of my complete stupidness, and it feels good. I kind of feel like some of these acquaintances who I used to know or went to school with, it seems like, this is very judgmental, it feels like their lives are just winding up, just as mine's starting, by holding true and fast to my strangeness for so long, even though there was no reward for it, but it just made more sense. It's like, if I followed any other path, indulged in other conversations, I just felt like I was just lying to myself. I don't know, that's kind of, there's an confident arrogance maybe in that, but it was just true. I would have suffocated if I didn't indulge my own small little light of strangeness. I had to run with it for as long as I could. I'm now on the other, I guess I'm on the other side of it. You can never say you're on the other side of something, because there's always something else. I hate those before and after pictures, because there's always an after and an after the after picture. So it kind of feels stupid to even say that I'm on the other side of anything. Yeah, it's just talking to my friend tonight made me go, thank God I stuck with this writing thing for 30 years, even though it was going into the middle of nowhere and no one was reading it and nothing was happening with it. I stuck with it for so long until now I can just have a stupid idea in the shower and that what I would once have before work, and now it goes into a book. that's nuts. I find that nuts. I remember I'd say my stupid ideas in jobs to people at work, and they'd side eye or roll their eyes at me or whatever. And fair enough. It's like, what's that? The common clap back, as it's called, the vernacular, is, sir, this is a Wendy's. If I post something a little bit faluting or strange or weird on the internet, I love the comments that say, but sir, this is a Wendy's, as if to say, hey mate, come back down to earth. You've gone too far. But I copped that crap for 30 years. I copped that crap for 30 years. But sir, this is a Wendy's. And I may as well have been working in a Wendy's for 30 years with all the jobs that I worked. And maybe I'm weirdly celebrating it tonight. I don't know why. I just feel, maybe it's self-indulgent to celebrate it, but yeah, I made it through to the other side, and I feel all right.